The next patient is Agustin Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 55-year-old white male that has severe diabetic nephropathy that has been proven by biopsy. The patient has a nephrotic syndrome with significant proteinuria. Currently, the proteinuria is up to 11 grams. It has been progressing from 5 grams a year ago to 11 grams. The kidney function remains with the serum creatinine that is 2.64, it was 2.70 in July. The GFR is down to 28, the sodium is 4.8. The patient has hypoalbuminemia, 3.2. The calcium is 8.3. The patient has deteriorated progressively. We insisted in the need to control the blood sugar. And he is supposed to get an appointment with the endocrinologist that is going to be in the near future. I have to point out that the diagnosis of diabetic nephropathy was made through a kidney biopsy. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 154 over 91. This patient put 15 pounds in the last 2 months. His body weight at the present time is 231 pounds with a BMI of 35. Following number, diabetes mellitus way out of control. The plan is to follow the recommendations of the endocrinologist. Following number, coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, at the Advent Health. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism with a PTH of 87. The phosphorus is 3.7. Following number, peripheral vascular disease status post below knee amputation with prosthesis. Period. Paragraph. The patient was explained about the possibility of dialysis in the near future. The need to control the blood sugar is imminent, and he has to stress. The diet was discussed again. The written information was given. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.